is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. And with us this morning is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief, and we're going to be talking about, well, I suspect we're going to start out talking about the elections. Is that right, Joel?
That's correct, Dr. Stan.
You go right ahead.
Obviously, we are seeing the results of the very severe manipulation forcing Mitt Romney to suspend his campaign. The only reason he's suspending rather than announcing a total quitting is that he's trying to reserve his delegates so that he's still got the right to give a speech at the convention. He wants to get some maximum exposure for a run in 2012, which he'll probably make. In essence, he has correctly noted that as long as Huckabee is there siphoning away votes from him, that there's no way that he can win this election. And the only reason that Huckabee stays in, I mean, if Romney can't win, obviously Huckabee can't win. And but he is going to stay in the race, and the only reason is to make sure that it's not between McCain and Ron Paul. If those are the only two left in the race, there's a lot of people that are going to go to Ron Paul. You know, you have James Dobson getting ready to announce for Huckabee, and it's a, you know, sad day when he doesn't really realize. Of course, you know, James Dobson has played footsie with the Bush administration for a long time, and has been saying, you know, I'm not going to vote for McCain, but he's going to end up having a tough choice because even with endorsing Huckabee, Huckabee isn't going to win. His purpose is not to win. His purpose is to defeat Mitt Romney and draw votes away from Ron Paul, and that's what's happening.
And, of course, my impression is that they're simply playing the Christian vote. They know that the evangelical Christians, you know, want a man who professes to be a Christian, and what would be better than a man like Huckabee, who supposedly is a minister and a man of character and a man of God, and yet, I mean, he's, you know, when asked who his foreign policy advisor was, he said Richard Haass. That's the chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations. Why would any Christian go to the head of a godless organization, which is a front for a secret society for foreign policy advice? Either Huckabee really doesn't understand what's going on, in which case he's dangerous, or he does understand what's going on, and it's all simply a false face, which is equally dangerous. But in either instance, why Huckabee does not deserve the support of Christian leaders in America.
Well, you know, one of the things that, and let me just say in response to your comment, that Huckabee has chosen not to see. You know, he has tasted of the largesse of having the establishment back him in Arkansas for two terms as governor, and he compromised in order to keep that support. You can't get reelected if the powers that be are against you. Romney saw that when they gang up on you and when they, I mean, we have never seen this kind of treatment for someone who has bent over backwards to try to take every establishment position. I mean, Romney's no dummy. He knows what it takes to please people, and whether it's a company or the consumers or whatever it is, and he saw very correctly, I guess if you want to get elected Republican, you got to be pro George Bush, and you got to be pro the war, and you've got to be pro bailout of health care and all these other semi-socialist bad positions. But you know, he wanted to be very much elected and was smart enough to see, well, that's what it takes. Now, a principled person like Ron Paul won't do that, but Huckabee isn't principled. Huckabee chooses not to see certain things so that he doesn't, you know, have to wrench his conscience around too terribly much. You know, a person who is really a dedicated Christian and has the Spirit of the Lord is going to sense that something's wrong with these positions, that it's not right. to take people's tax money and bail out other people, or to give illegal aliens preference in college tuition in your state to pander to the illegal alien vote. And certainly Huckabee has done that. But it's very interesting. As I've looked at human nature, and Romney's a good moral person as well, but they choose not to see the contradictions. And they choose not to look hard. They choose not to scrutinize their actions. Ron Paul is a wonderful person, but totally honest in this regard. And he's used to seeing the problems that come from taking positions that are popular, that do not stack up to principles. And so one of the things that the Romney people saw were these polls that came out showing that the Huckabee supporters, if given a choice, they were specifically asked this, if you were given a choice between John McCain and Mitt Romney, and Huckabee wasn't in the race, who would you vote for? And a fairly large percentage said they'd vote for McCain rather than Romney. Now, that's a scary commentary on how religious bias can arise to the point of rejecting a moral conservative who shares the same basic values but not their specific brand of Christianity in favor of a serial adulterer, chronic liar, and globalist insider, John McCain. I mean, the most damning commentary recently of McCain, I think the most damning is his covering up for the POW and MIA investigation. This was an outright betrayal of men who were still in prison in China, in Russia, and he was denying that there was any viable evidence, even though we've had defectors like General Jan Sena saying, I've, talked significantly with the Russians about the hundreds of U.S. Vietnam War prisoners that they have in their custody who they're experimenting on with drugs. And he's told the CIA that, and the CIA knows that. And they have tried to silence Jan Sena, and McCain was silencing that. John Kerry was part of that cover-up. I mean, that's just criminal behavior on behalf of the dark side of government. And, of course, in the legislation that John McCain prompted about anti-torture, this is symptomatic of how they capture the opposition to something and compromise it. He took the position, he took the lead in appearing, just like Senator Arlen Specter does often, appearing to buck the Bush administration to oppose them on torture and various other things. And then they always give in to a compromise at the end, saying to their supporters, it's okay, this really does what we want to do, and it doesn't at all. So you had the anti-torture legislation sponsored by McCain go before the president. He vetoes it, comes back to Congress, and they put in some fine print language that the president can accept, which is, you can't torture unless I say so. And John McCain says, this is great, and he okays on this.
Well, we'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
This is Pastor Michael Golden.
And Danny Golden.
And we're inviting you to join Voice of Many Waters in our regularly scheduled ministry times every Shabbat, every Saturday, for Amikra, a holy convocation. We're going to begin on February the 2nd from 1 to 3 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish in Johnstown.
If you have any questions, you can contact us at 303-257-7576 or 970-978-0019.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Joel Skousen. So as soon as the music stops, we'll get Joel back on the line here. Go ahead, Joel.
Well, we were talking about Mitt Romney suspending his campaign, because of the role of Mike Huckabee. And it was obvious that Romney knew that Huckabee was playing the spoiler role. But it is disturbing, as I pointed out, that his evangelical base of fundamentalist Christian conservatives would ignorantly even go to McCain rather than Romney because of religious bias, and that's very disturbing. They really don't understand how the powers that be don't care a bit about Huckabee. They're using him because it was Romney that was the real threat, not Huckabee. So when James Dobson comes out for Huckabee, it's not going to do any good. This is not meant to cause Huckabee to be the winner. He doesn't have the capability of being the winner, and the establishment who has promoted Huckabee only to knock out the Romney campaign will just as easily knock Huckabee out when they need to. But he does serve his purpose still in being there because it keeps it from being a two-man race between McCain and Ron Paul. One of the most egregious things is on ABC News, I heard they were talking about the fact that there's only two people in the Republican race now, John McCain and Mike Huckabee. I mean, it was absolute falsehood. But on national news, for them to be saying there's only two people left in the Republican race.
Well, but then what do you expect from national news, Joel?
Such a blatant lie.
Most of what we see is blatant lies. In fact, it's so hard to discern when they might even occasionally be telling the truth.
Well, my point has been this, that most often they don't do these blatant lies. Most often they just leave Ron Paul out. They say true words, but deceptive. They would say, you know, the two most viable candidates left in the race are, you know, the only two that have a chance of winning are this and that. But to make an outright statement, there are only two people left in the Republican race anymore, you know, nomination is just an outright mistake, and obviously they're going to hear from the Ron Paul campaign, and I don't think they'll do anything about it. But, you know, I have a tremendous respect for the abilities of Mitt Romney. He could be a tremendous president. He could be better than Ronald Reagan because he's much smarter, and he can see the contradictions in one speech to another. You know, Ronald Reagan often could be given a speech to the Association of Religious Broadcasters on one day and to the CFR on the next day and not see the difference in the contradictions. You know, Romney would see the contradictions. But Romney's problem is that he wants too badly to be elected. When he said, you know, I don't like losing, that's a real spiritual fault. When you don't like losing to the point that you'll sacrifice principle and talk yourself into semi-socialist solutions, that is because, frankly, I don't think anybody can get elected without promising benefits anymore. I think the American people have been corrupted by benefits. Even conservatives, they're corrupted by the benefits of free public schooling, and they support free public schooling generally. And it's a problem because you're taking other people's tax money who don't have anything to do with schooling and forcing them to pay for big, lavish high schools and other buildings and bad education, which is a violation of the principle of taxation. No one, all education have values, and no one should be forced to sponsor other people's values except the universal values of defending fundamental rights, of which education is not a fundamental right, neither is health care. And when you get on those socialist bandwagons, you're headed down the wrong path. here we have Romney trying to out Bush the warmongering John McCain. And, you know, it's really a sad thing. It's a better thing for his legacy and for even his church's reputation that he stepped down, that he won't be the one who takes the world down the path to more war and eventual new world order. These people, who are good people who are duped willfully, I might say, because they want too badly to be elected, people like Jimmy Carter, Huckabee, and Romney, like Woodrow Wilson someday, they will be forced to admit, quote, "I have unwittingly destroyed my country. We have become one of the worst ruled, most completely controlled and dominated governments in the civilized world, no longer a government by free opinion, no longer a government by conviction, the voter majority, but a government by the opinion and duress of a small group of dominant men." That's what Woodrow Wilson said before he died. Now, it's important to understand, unfortunately, that we've progressed and corrupted our own constituency because of conservatives compromising. People like Orrin Hatch telling conservatives that it's okay to be buddy-buddy with Ted Kennedy. People like, well, almost any of your so-called conservative center saying it's okay to compromise and to go along with George Bush on these things. We have compromised our own conservative constituency so that now we could be voted by the majority. The majority would vote the wrong way. They would vote for health care benefits. They would vote for, to continue many bad things. But they wouldn't vote for these things if they had to pay the financial price for these things. I'm in favor of making sure that we pay taxes for everything and that we don't deficit spend for anything. Why? Because if it's the quickest way to end those programs is to make people feel the extra tax burden of an extra $10,000 to $20,000 per family each year to fund these wars and these social programs, they would call a halt to it. And that's the real reason I believe that this government deficit spends, because they could not give this money away on bad programs if they were causing the American people to pay the price, to feel the pain. And they will continue to deficit spend until this next war comes upon us, when this attack on America, in my opinion, will wipe out that debt, make it unpayable. And they intend to spend with abandon up until that point. And believe me, they're having to keep this economy from falling. It's really an inflationary scenario. They have no other place to go but to extremely inflate the U.S. dollar. And unfortunately, the people who already have been holding dollars worldwide don't have any way to get rid of them without collapsing the value of it. So they're held hostage by these policies. And unfortunately, only Ron Paul understands that, and Ron Paul is the one they need to make sure never does win this election.
But, of course, if they destroy the debt with the coming war, it will also wipe out the life savings of most of the people in America.
But they're gone anyway. When you have a nuclear war, which takes out miniature much of your financial centers, the records are gone, the computers are gone, the electricity is down. Some of it might be patched back together and things, but I'm afraid it's going to be, you know, very, very bad. You think of, even the fact that the FAA, and I'm a pilot, and the FAA is going now to a total satellite-based navigation system. Those satellites are going to be gone. In the world of a world war where various enemies, Russia and China, have anti-satellite weapons, there's going to be no GPS up there to guide all of our high-tech military weapons and to guide the airplanes, the VORs, which are the old-style navigation systems, are not being updated. They're not being maintained anymore. Once they go out, they're going to be let go. Everybody's using GPS. We are very vulnerable in this country to the fact that we're depending more and more on satellites. I mean, look at the cable cutting that's going on around the world. You know, this, in my estimation, is absolutely black ops of cutting these cables. These are something very, very fishy about the cable company saying that this is anchors being dragged across the cables. This is bogus. Even the surveillance cameras out of Alexandria, which are looking at that area constantly, said there were no ships over that area at the time of these cuts. These were done by special submarines who go in there and do this. The U.S. did this to the Russians. They went in and cut their cables, gave them an outage, and spliced them with a splitter. Got it back on service so that the Russians didn't know that we were then tapping into all of the and spying on all of their traffic coming through overseas cables. This is what's happening in the Middle East. I think what's happened is that they've cut a deal with Flag, the name of the carrier who operates some of these and any others, and said, basically, look, we're going to cut your cables, and we can cut them anytime we want, so you better go along with us. And as an excuse, this is accidental, you're going to let us go in there and repair that cable, with a special splice that allows us now to tap into that, and you're going to keep silent about it. And it's very suspicious that these companies down there working on these cables say, oh, we don't know why they're cut. Well, look, you can tell when you go down there and look at a cable and see what caught. If it was an anchor, that thing would be dragged in a big arc way off its lay in the bottom of the ocean, showing that a drag had occurred. And it has to stretch a tremendous amount, and you see stretch marks on the cable. You'll see crushed insulation. I mean, it's a very gross rupture to have just pressure. I mean, anchors are not sharp instruments. These big ship anchors, they're very, very dull, and so it's just sheer pressure that breaks a cable. They're not allowed to drag anchors around those cables. It's marked on the charts. It's prohibited territory for them to lay anchor in those areas. It's just absolutely unbelievable. They could be working on those cables and not claim to have any idea of what cut them. You can tell forensically by the way that a cable is cut what kind of damage that it did. And they even put out this disinformation that we've confirmed that it was a cable cut because we found a dead anchor down there in that vicinity on the sea. Well, you know, who knows if they really did, but a dead anchor means that somebody lost an anchor and it's sitting at the bottom of the ocean, and that simply doesn't happen. The cable will break before those anchor chains will break. I mean, who are they kidding?
I know, but it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you say it often enough and convincingly enough, most Americans will accept it as truth.
Well, but, you know, what about the press? Is certainly smart enough to know how to ask the right questions, and they're not asking any of these questions. The only thing they are doing is reporting that the Egyptians have reported that the cameras show there were no ships at the place of those breaks. And some of these things are way, way too deep. The one in over by Indonesia, and all of these are cables aiming at the Middle East. They are tapping everything in the Middle East right now.
But, you know, what bothers me is why don't they just do one cable at a time, and that wouldn't create quite the focus of attention. Why are they doing five different cables? Perhaps it is, you know, simply let the people in the Middle East know how vulnerable they are to pressure from America.
Yes, and it also may be a harbinger of the fact that Bush, now that the McCain is the frontrunner, they've got these primaries out of the way, they may go ahead and attack Iran now, and they need to have these cable splices in place. Iran could escalate into a very widespread war around the Middle East. I don't think it will go far enough to reach World War III proportions. I think an attack on Taiwan or a North Korean attack on South Korea will trigger that. But certainly we always have to be vigilant when we've got the risk of using nuclear weapons over there and an excuse. And I think that there's a reason why the Israelis or the U.S. may use tactical nuclear weapons just to get first use out of the way, so that Russia and China will feel rather justified when they use nuclear weapons on the United States. They can turn and say, oh, well, the U.S. was the first use of those things. Making it easier for the U.S. to get attacked and making it easier for us to have the image of the bully of the world, I think that's what they're continuing to use in these attacks on the Middle East. And someone like John McCain as the front runner now, is George Bush on steroids? This is the supreme warmonger who isn't bothered in the least by being in Iraq for the next 100 years, as he said.
And you know what really bothers me is that Republicans, and many of them good conservative Republicans, would vote for John McCain, who has said we may have to be over there for 100 years. Where is the thought process? Has anybody thought of the implications of permanently keeping our troops and keeping this war going for 100 years, because as long as the war is going, they're going to continue over in the Middle East, They're going to continue taking away our freedom here in the United States.
Well, you know, the old guard in the Republican Party, that is the old Goldwater conservatives, the stodgy people that give a lot of money and attend the Council for National Policy, they're really concerned because it's known, well known within Washington, that John McCain's very unstable.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Joel Skousen. But before we go on, Joel, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get a free copy of the World Affairs Brief and perhaps subscribe if they would like to.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. I've got a fascinating analysis this week of what's gone on in the elections, much more than what we're going to be able to cover on the show. If people would like a sample copy, even though there's a modest subscription price to the World Affairs Brief, I do allow people to request a one-time sample copy from me so they can see if they'd like to subscribe. They can email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com to request a sample. I'll be happy to send it out to them. Lots of other free stuff on the website, World Affairs Brief, including all of the top stories I've posted each day. My research staff sorts through and gives you only the best. The ones with the least propaganda in them. And that's the purpose of my World Affairs Brief, though, is to add in the material that they purposely omit so that you get a full story. We'll be covering a lot of interesting things in this week's World Affairs Brief. especially things that our government is doing behind the scenes that is always a problem for us. But so they can go to World Affairs Brief to check out things, a lot of interesting archival material on the right-hand side about government cover-ups, which are the best evidence of large-scale conspiracy and dark-side government activities, is to watch how they cover up things. And so I encourage people to go to the website and enjoy reading a lot about what's going on in the world.
Right, and all right, well, certainly I recommend it. I certainly go to that website every single day, right after I go through my email. So the fascinating information there you just won't get elsewhere. In fact, one of the things that, Joel covered recently was of remarks by a man named Jack Wheeler, who's really a fascinating individual, a member of the Council on National Policy, but he's been to the North Pole 40 times or more. I mean, how many people do you know who's been to the North Pole 40 times? He's really a sort of a poor man's Indiana Jones, or maybe he's a rich man's Indiana Jones. He's somehow very closely affiliated with the establishment. I don't know what his connection is, but I know he's got information that is not available to you and I. And do you want to just discuss a little bit about his remarks on McCain, because it was one of the few times I found myself in total agreement with Jack Wheeler.
Well, you know, Jack Wheeler has had his sources within the intelligence community, and he's kind of like Bill Gertz of the Washington Times, though, you know, very different personality. I mean, Jack Wheeler's a very flamboyant person who's jet-setted around the world, you know, in Mufti, trying to, you know, ingratiate himself with the Mujahideen during the Afghan War, and he obviously had to have government permission and help to do that. And so they've kind of cultivated Jack, and I think that they kind of throw out little pieces of disinformation here and there, and, you know, Jack puts out information that people think, hey, he's got inside sources, so we've got to believe it, and these are purposeful leaks, and there's some disinformation involved. But that's one of the reasons why I always read what Jack has to say, but I don't usually accept it, because he's always being fed a little twist. Just as an example of that, he's got a tremendous amount of information in a recent article that got published in WorldNet Daily about the son of one of the Russian interrogators who was present during McCain's interrogation in Vietnam, the prison camp in Hau Lo, the Hanoi Hilton. And as the son who was learned Vietnamese and became one of the translators into Russian of these sessions, says that, you know, McCain really did collaborate and confess in order to avoid torture, really gave in and said a lot of problematic things, and that all of these transcripts are in the hands of the CIA, that they, in fact, bought off the North Vietnamese to keep the propaganda films that McCain was putting out, keep them secret, that the CIA has. But you see, here's a little twisted disinformation. Jack Wheeler says the real danger about danger is that the CIA is leftist. They're against the Bush administration. That's why the NIE was done, to destroy the Bush administration's ability to go in and attack Iran, of which you know, Jack Wheeler is in favor of. He's a pro-Bush person. So now the CIA is supposedly against the president, and that if Clinton comes in aligned with the left, they're going to get this information on McCain, and they're going to feed it to the Clinton campaign. The CIA is going to destroy McCain so he can't get elected. I mean, this is all just rubbish. Even though the core information is true about these transcripts and the fact that the CIA has them. The CIA is no more against George Bush than the man on the moon. They're just positioning themselves to give the powers that be the excuse not to, or to delay attacking Iran because of this NIA, but it won't stop them. It's obvious that George Bush is going to attack Iran. He continues to threaten them and cajole all the Arabs to go along with this, and his recent trip to the Middle East. This is no secret. It's probably going to have to be started by, you know, Israel, so that Bush is off the hook, and then they'll have a jolly good excuse to join in and help protect Israel after Iran starts to retaliate. But in any case, you know, my point in the World Affairs Brief is that John McCain is Bush on steroids. He's going to be the supreme war president that's going to take us into even World War III if he lasts that long. He is rather old to be starting out in this process. But Jack Wheeler talks about in that same newsletter how, and I'll quote him, he says, the number of fellow senators who think John McCain is psychologically unstable is large. Some will admit it publicly, like Thad Cochran, who said, the thought of his being president sends a cold chill down my spine. Others relate times when McCain screamed four-letter obscenities right in their faces in the Senate cloakroom, like Dick Shelby, Rick Santorum, and Jim Inhofe. The man is unhinged, one senator told me, said Jack Wheeler. He is frighteningly unfit to be commander-in-chief. These things are absolutely true. These people are being quiet, though, because they're all under pressure to, just like they don't criticize President Bush, there is an establishment, a power structure within the government that can strip them of all the fundings, can get them unelected in a whim. And these people know that system exists, and that's why they're silent. That's why they won't speak above a whisper about these people who control our government, Woodrow Wilson said. So this is very, very sad to see. But as I say, Jack Wheeler does have insider information. He hears these insider comments. And because he's always wanting to do something new and unique to keep himself in the limelight, he keeps publishing these things. Doesn't realize, however, that the people that are feeding him a lot of this information feed him disinformation at the tail end of that. At least that's my opinion.
Okay. I think that's a... Anyway, I thought it was a fascinating article by Wheeler, and just the fact that I really do believe that McCain is an unstable individual, and what a horrifying thought to have him president of the United States.
Well, you know, even President Bush is relatively unstable, very strong mood depressions and things. You know, when you get on the dark side of government and when you make pacts in Skull and Bones and other things, you even though he professes to be a Christian, these are no true Christians. They, in my opinion, are giving themselves over to Satan, and they're subject to depression.
We'll left off. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program with Joel Skousen.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Dr. Stan back here for the last segment of the program. Go ahead, Joel.
Well, we're talking about the election here and the disinclination of many people who know McCain closely to back him. I was talking about the fact that when people make these alliances with the power structure behind the scenes, which ultimately I believe is a satanic controlled conspiracy, at the highest levels at least, but people who give themselves over to these things and become willing accomplices are very much subject to depression. And often people who, whether it's in the Hollywood scenario, who give themselves over to the evils of influencing the American people and corrupting the American people. I mean, I was just watching an interview by Cher, for example, who has been in the forefront in corrupting a lot of American values through her wild and crazy, you know, antics, et cetera. And she talked about her long-term battles with depression. And I believe that people who yield themselves to evil and to violate conscience on a regular basis get an unusual high dose of depression. And the president himself, Bush, has been subject to depression. He's always under some type of mood-altering medication, and sometimes it showed up on debates when he's been unstable and had been pumped up with these drugs, and he's just not very normal. And McCain has got the classic case of severe, depression and the anger that goes along with it, and the extreme anger that he literally loses control. And it's been something that even from his youth, he's been very, very subject to these satanic bouts of this rage and uncontrolled anger. And, of course, normal psychologists will never accept or discuss the role of Satan or God in conscience or the psyche of man in things, but I think it's a real powerful influence. And so people are not free, completely free, to of the consequences of making these getting on the dark side of things. And certainly we're going to have a very dark side president in McCain. He certainly is capable of appearing normal and using an ample amount of self-control to shield himself, as I'm sure his advisors are telling the world to shield us from his instability. But the people close to him know that when he's not in the limelight, I mean, it must be hell living with him as his wife. She puts on a pretty good face. But she has got to have received or been the butt of his anger and his rage at certain times, too. But it's amazing what these women will do, even, George Bush's wife will do, even knowing that their husbands are immoral and unfaithful to them. And they'll keep up a good front because they are the first lady or are going to be the first lady. And they've got a lot of ego on the line and a lot of prestige on the line. And so even some threats that you can't threaten your husband by leaving or showing any dissatisfaction with him. A lot of pressure on these women who obviously are good people. I won't say that about McCain's wife. She obviously was part of that immorality and comes from the Arizona, well-heeled Republican mafia type family background. But certainly some of these evil conspirators have married good people who just get caught up in the system and have nowhere to go. Let's talk a little bit about the third-party possibilities or independent campaign. There is so much of a latent rebellion amongst many of the people who have gone along with the Republican compromises for so long that they really are angry that this McCain has been foisted upon them, even though he was not the ones that any of them really wanted. They saw it. Nobody could help but see how McCain was brought out of nowhere to front-runner status by media manipulation. And it's happening in the Democrats as well. I believe that the full 50% of the Democrats that are going for Obama are the anti-war, anti-establishment type Democrats who are very, very displeased with the fact that in the past election when the Democrats promised change, they're not getting any change in Congress, that they're it's only token rhetoric against the Bush administration, and they keep compromising and going along with them. And that's predictable since both Democrats and Republicans are controlled at the highest level by globalists, in my opinion. But now we're seeing a major rebellion in the Democrats, and that's what Obama is the recipient of. He is the anti-war candidate. He's promising what he can't deliver. Even if he were sincere about stopping the war, they have the ways of throwing enough conflict and new terrorist attacks and new conflicts in the Middle East to make sure that he's always having to pump more troops and more military into that. Only a person like Ron Paul would be resistant to those and have the power as president to get behind what these phony attacks are doing and to continue the withdrawal. But what's happening here is that we're having, if they use the superdelegates in the Democratic Party, you know, the Democrats claim to be very Democratic because they allot proportionally what you gain in the primaries to your delegate count. So it is much more honest than the winner-take-all system of the Republicans. But the Democrat hierarchy reserved 400 superdelegates, nearly 40%, to be able to throw the election at the convention to whoever they want. And they're going to throw that to Hillary Clinton because she is capable of making the independents and undecided run from her candidacy and support a Republican. No one would go to the Republicans if it weren't for having, hellacious Hillary as the potential president, which drives people into fear. So we're going to have a problem with 50% of the Democrats being anti-war, wanting to go somewhere other than Hillary. And, you know, some of them will go back to Hillary and hold their nose, just like so many Republicans are going to hold their nose and go for John McCain. But I think there's room for a major independent candidacy here because of all the frustration. I mean, you look at the power of Ron Paul's constituency, and they're going to want him to run an independent candidacy. They're not going to go away just because he's not going to win the Republican nomination. The problem with Ron Paul, in prior elections, and he stated this to me and others, that this takes a tremendous toll on you to have to get ballot position in all 50 states. Now, frankly, it won't be that difficult. Ron Paul's supporters are so enthusiastic and so self-motivated, they would get those petitions done without him even having to ask them. So that really would be a problem. But what is a problem, he's running for Congress at the same time, and if he goes to a third party, he may lose his congressional seat.
Hey, we're out of time, Joel. We'll talk to you later. Have a good trip. Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed Joel's commentary. I know I always do, and it's his feeling it would be very, very difficult for Ron Paul to run as an independent. We'll just have to wait and see what happens as the story unfolds. Now, I do want to mention that we are going to actually stamp out 1,000 copies of my Brotherhood of Darkness DVD, which is an excellent means of introducing people to what's going on, the spiritual forces behind the scenes that are directing world events. And you can actually, for the next week and after the next week to 10 days, we won't make this offer again for several years. But if you'd like to get 25 copies of the Brotherhood of Darkness DVD, nicely packaged, so that you can afford to give them out or lend them to others, and usually when you lend them, you don't get them back again. Excellent means of introducing people to the spiritual battle behind the scenes. Anyway, for you, $99, you can get 25 copies of Brotherhood of Darkness DVD. Of course, then you'll have to add on the cost of shipping, but give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, and the offer will be withdrawn for the next few days. We've got about 10 days, and at that point, why, we're closing the offer. So give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't gotten the book, why, of course, you should have the book, because it gives you the source of documentation for everything we say. And there really are spiritual forces behind everything that's going on today. And if you don't understand that, nothing makes sense. So we do hope that many of you out there will want to get the book or the DVD. And or you can even get the special, which is the book, the DVD, and the tape. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Now, I want to mention we have a great new four-tape set on the Bilderbergers. We have a DVD on the Bilderbergers. It was put out by Alex Jones. It's called Endgame, and he did an excellent job with it. Then, of course, we have the book, The Bilderbergers, by Daniel Estulin. We have another book on the Bilderbergers by James Tucker, who's been tracking them for 25 years or more, and goes wherever they have their meetings. He's always there. And, of course, they keep him under constant surveillance. The last thing this ruling elite wants is for the American people to understand what they're really up to. But the new book that Tucker has put out is excellent. Then, of course, to understand the satanic background of the Bilderbergers and the spiritual force that drives them, you need to get the book Satanic Crimes, or the four-tape or four-CD set Satanic Crimes. So if you want to know about the Bilderbergers, this elite group that runs the world, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. But even more important than that is to understand the spiritual force that they represent, a truly satanic force. Now, not that everybody in the Bilderbergers is satanic, but there is a satanic force behind them. And many of them are, and they've been involved in criminal pedophilia and satanic sacrifices. And, of course, this information has been totally suppressed here in the United States. We have a four-tape set on the Bohemian Grove, four-tape, four-CD set. We have a four-CD or DVD set on the Skull and Bone Society, and then a number of books on Skull and Bones. We actually published the entire membership list. We got from somebody who got the list from because their father was a member of Skull and Bones. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until Monday, may the Lord be with you.
Talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener.
Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is a